Hey guys, this is Daniel, and I'm really excited because I have such an important tip to share with you. And this is extremely good if you're doing videos. So for example, if you're going live a lot, if you're doing stories, if you're uploading to YouTube, then this tip is going to be a complete game changer for you. This is a tip that I've learned from a guy named Graham Stephan. I think he has over 2 million subscribers at the moment on YouTube. He's very successful. And the thing that he says is that when you're doing videos, you need to remember that just like when you're doing a normal kind of post, like a text form kind of post, you'll need to hook your people. And we sometimes forget about it when we're doing video, okay? We might be thinking that because it's a video, it's instructive, it's nicer, and people will just tune in. And we're completely so far off. The thing is that when we're doing videos, it's actually even more, you know, it's even harder to keep people interested because, well, unlike text, when we can think and rethink and rewrite and change, you know, we're just talking live, so we are talking sometimes a lot about fluff and we're getting off topic and we're just basically forcing them to tune out because we're so not interesting. So here's what I want to do. Obviously, lives and videos, you'll get better at this. But here's something that you can very easily do to hook your people right at the beginning so they'll be able to tune in, they'll be more invested in you, they'll invest more of their time in you, they'll just become more interested. And even if you go off topic for a couple of seconds, they'll still be listening because you've hooked them so well at the very beginning. Now, obviously, I'm also hooking you right now. You might be curious about what I'm talking about. It's a very simple procedure. So here's what you want to do. In the first minute or two when you're doing videos, you want to create this hook. And you want to basically answer three very simple questions. Okay, by answering those questions, you're going to hook your people in. A lot of people, what they do when they start a video is they either wait for people to log in, and this is the worst thing that you can do, because when people watch the replay, you're very, very boring, okay, because they literally watch you wait there. And second thing is that when they finish waiting, they talk about fluff, greet the people who are watching this live, they invite them to comment, to interact, and it takes you about 2 minutes to really get to the point, which is really bad. So this is what you want to do in the first minute or two when you're doing videos. Question number one that you want to answer: what will this video be about? Such an important question, and you want to start your video with that. You want to do this at the very first couple of seconds. When you start your video, I don't care if that's live or not, you want to make sure that people really understand what this video will be about, and if whether that's even relevant for them. If it's relevant for them, you've already kind of hooked them, because now they understand that they should actually be watching this. But that's not enough. We also have two other questions that we want to address. Question number two: why should they care? So I don't know what your video will be about. Let's say that it's about, I don't know, how to optimize your website, okay? Then you need to answer, why is that even important? So we can say something like, and guys, by the way, this is extremely important for you if you're selling any offers online, because by improving your website optimization just by, you know, 1 or 2% sometimes, it can be a complete game changer for you. If you're running ads, it can be the thing that will change a horrible ad that is losing you money to an ad that is making you 5 or 6 figures in sales every single month, okay? 1 or 2% is all that you need to tweak and change and improve in your websites to make it incredibly profitable. So this can be our answer to question number two. Then they're not just, knowing that it's relevant for them, they now also know why it is so important for them. So they become even more invested in you. Question number three that you want to address is, what will they learn by the end of this video? Okay, we know what this video will be about. How will their life look any different at the end of this video? What actionable tips will they have? Will they be able, will they have any additional skills? Will they have more a better understanding of what website optimization is? What will they learn? So we can finish by saying, and guys, by the end of this video, what you're going to know is exactly the four steps to doubling the conversions on your website, okay? And you don't need to become a website optimization expert. You don't need any experience whatsoever. You don't need technical skills. It's a fail-proof, very simple, step-by-step system that includes four parts that you can literally make happen in about an hour or two. Okay? This is the whole opening intro to your video. It should take about a minute or two. I would really try my best to keep it under 90 seconds. But again, you can also do 2 minutes. The thing is that while you're still answering this, as long as you're not, you know, going off topic, they'll tune in and they'll become invested in you, at least until you'll finish addressing question number 3, because they'll be genuinely curious, okay? They know that the video is for them because they know that they are interested in website optimization. Now they know why it is so important, so they become even more interested in that. And now you're discussing what they'll learn by the end of this video. So depending on whether this is something that they already know or not, something that are interested enough or not, they'll become either way more invested or they'll tune out. But a lot of your people will be interested and will want to know that if you're creating content that is actually, you know, relevant to your audience. So opening like this, which should only take 90 seconds, will help you tremendously within the retention rate of your audience. When a lot of us doing videos, depending on whether we have those statistics or not, if you're doing it on YouTube, you have it. We know that about a minute, 2 minutes later, after we start, we usually see a huge, huge drop in retention. And it happens all the time. But what I can tell you is that if you'll use that tip, if you'll do what I say, if you answer those 3 questions in every single video that you're doing, you'll have a much higher chance of keeping them entertained and invested and committed to your video. Obviously, if after those questions you'll start fluffing the hell out of them and you'll go off topic and you'll be boring, they'll tune out. It won't help, but it will give you a much better chance to actually impress them and keep them interested. So this is it, guys. It is such an incredible tip, I think, and I know that those of you who implement this will see success.